Now, we're told something else about him at verse 37. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. Now, it has been assumed that since it says he'll not regard the God of his fathers, that he would have to be an Israelite. But, of course, that is not true. That statement could refer to a Protestant, a Roman Catholic, or a heathen. It could come from any of these places. After all, the man who headed up years ago that American Association for the Advancement of Atheism, he was the son of a preacher. And Stalin studied in a theological seminary. This one that is to come will not regard the God of his fathers. Now, as I've indicated before, I think it takes two men to fulfill this office. And they're both presented in the 13th chapter of Revelation. The first one is a political ruler that comes out of the Roman Empire, and probably the Greek section of the Roman Empire. But he is the one that doesn't have to be an Israelite at all. Now, I do think that the second beast that arises, a religious leader, and he imitates Christ, I assume that he will be. And then it says that he'll not regard the desire of women. Now, again, this refers, we believe, to the desire of Hebrew women to be the mother of the Messiah. He would not regard, in other words, the Lord Jesus Christ would be absolutely not only rejected, but would become the enemy. The Antichrist leads a rebellion against God and Christ. It's at that time, as the second Psalm puts it, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his Messiah, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And it says here, nor regard any God. Now that means very plainly that he opposes all religions and worship except worship of himself. He is not only a believer in the ecumenical movement, but he promotes it. In fact, he is it. One religion for one world will be his motto, and he's that religion. He'll magnify himself above all, and that is the final fruition of the self-will of this willful king. His total ambition is self-adulation. Now, this is the frightful prospect for the final days of the Great Tribulation period. We are told in Revelation 13, let me quote this for you, beginning with verse 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now that's the frightful picture that day. You wouldn't be able to do business. You wouldn't be able to go into a restaurant and eat. You wouldn't be able to buy a ticket on a plane or train without the mark of the beast. I tell you, that's going to be dictatorship with a vengeance.